Okay, so we will start in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that he has come into this world. He has laid down his life on the cross for sin. We thank thee that the way to heaven is made straight. It is made clear, and it is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we'd ask for help and blessing as we look again at Joseph and how he reminds us of the Lord Jesus Christ. So look to thee for blessing and help in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to look at again at the life of Joseph. My text for today is 1 Peter 3, verse 18, just the first half of it. And here is what it says: For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God.
So ating basahin sa Tagalog sa unang Pedro chapter 3 verse 18 ang unang parte ng mga talatang ito. Sapagkat si Kristo na walang kasalanan ay namatay nang minsan para sa inyo na mga makasalanan upang iharap kayo sa Diyos.
So last month we looked at Joseph, how he was betrayed by his brothers. They sold him as a slave, and he went down to Egypt.
Noong nakaraang linggo, buwan, nang si Teacher Daryl ang nagbigay ng mensahe, ay ating pinag-usapan ang kwento ni Jose kung paanong siya ay ibinenta ng kanyang mga kapatid sa Ehipto.
But Joseph's brothers, when they sold him, they took his special coat, they dipped it in blood, gave it to his father, and his father said, "My son is dead."
At nang maibenta ng kanyang mga kapatid si Joseph sa mga taga Ehipto, ay kanilang kinuha ang kanyang magandang balabal at ito'y inilubog sa dugo at ibinigay sa kanilang ama, kung kaya't si ang kanyang ama na si Jacob ay nagsabi na patay na ang kanyang anak na si Jose.
And then we were speaking of how the Lord Jesus came to his own people. It came to his own received him not.
At inihalin tulad natin si Jose sa ating Panginoong Hesus kung saan ang Panginoong Hesus ay nagtungo sa kanyang sariling mga tao, ngunit siya ay hindi tinanggap.
So now today, we're going to pick up the life of Joseph again, and he has been sold to a man in Egypt.
At ngayon ay ating pag-uusapan muli ang kwento ni Jose kung saan siya ay ibinenta sa isang lalaki sa Ehipto.
Joseph was sold to a man called Potiphar. He was a high-ranking official under Pharaoh, the king of Egypt.
At si Jose ay ibinenta sa taong nagngangalang Potiphar. Siya ay isang pinuno sa pamahalaan ng paraon o ang hari ng Ehipto.
And interestingly, we don't read of any negative attitude with Joseph, but that the Lord was with him and Joseph's life prospered.
At hindi natin nabasa na wala na nagkaroon ng masamang pag-uugali si Jose nang siya ay nasa Ehipto, sapagkat ang Diyos ay suma sa kanya at siya ay pinagpala ng Diyos.
Joseph was a diligent employee, I suppose you say, a diligent servant, and he did his best and everything prospered under his hand.
Si Jose ay isang masipag na masasabi nating alipin, at ang lahat ay pinagpala sa kanya, sa kanyang mga kamay ay pinagpala ang lahat ng sambahayan ni Potiphar.
We had mentioned last week that there are many aspects of Joseph that remind us of the Lord Jesus Christ.
At masasabi natin na napakaraming bahagi ng buhay ni Jose na naglalarawan sa ating Panginoong Jesus.
And when we see the character and attitude of Joseph, we are reminded of the Lord Jesus Christ.
At kung ating mababasa at makikita ang pag-uugali ni Joseph, ito ay masasabi natin na maraming kahalintulad sa buhay at pag-uugali ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
The prophet Isaiah, in speaking about the Messiah who would come, he says that the Lord's servant would deal prudently. He would deal very wisely.
At sinasabi sa aklat ng Isaias na ang Panginoong Diyos o ang alipin ng Diyos ay siya ay magiging isang napakatalino sa pagharap sa mga bagay.
And when we look at the Lord Jesus, even early in his life, he was very conscious that he would serve his Father, God.
At makikita natin sa mga unang bahagi ng buhay ng ating Panginoon na siya ay maglilingkod sa kanyang Ama.
So as we follow Joseph, as he serves Potiphar, Potiphar realized that this man was very faithful and he was a good man.
At kung ating susundan ang buhay ni Jose sa ating mga talata ay ating masasabi at masasabi ni Potiphar na siya ay isang napakabuting alipin.
And when Potiphar saw how Joseph conducted himself, he made him really the ruler over his entire house. Potiphar really looked after nothing. Everything was under Joseph.
At nang makita ni Potiphar ang pagiging matuwid na si Jose ay mapagkakatiwalaan, ibinigay niya ang pamumuno sa kanyang buong sambahayan.
In fact, it says that Potiphar didn't even really realize everything that he had. The only thing he had to worry about was eating his own food.
At wala nang pag-aalala si Potiphar sa pagpapalakad ng kanyang sambahayan at maging ang kanyang pagkain ay ibinahagi niya o ipinagkatiwala kay Jose.
But then trouble came.
Subalit ang kaguluhan ay dumating kay Jose.
Potiphar's wife, we're not told a whole lot about her, but she noticed Joseph and she started to watch him.
At ang asawa ni Potiphar nakita niya na si Jose ay isang magandang lalaki.
And she approached Joseph and she said, "Come spend time with me," and he refused.
At nilapitan ng asawa ni Potiphar si Jose at sinabi ritong sipingan mo ako, subalit si Jose ay tumanggi.
In fact, Joseph says, "I cannot be with you. I would be sinning against God, and I would be betraying my master."
At sinabi ni Jose sa asawa ni Potiphar na siya ay tapat sa Panginoon at tapat din sa kanyang kay Potiphar na kanyang Panginoon.
And it says that she was persistent. She continually pursued Joseph.
Subalit ang asawa ni Potiphar ay nagpupumilit at patuloy na inaakit si Jose.
Joseph continued to resist her to the point that he wouldn't even be he would try and keep himself away from her.
At patuloy na tumatanggi si Jose at may mga pagkakataon na ayaw niya na lumapit sa asawa ni Potiphar.
And it's a reminder to us that even now, God does not look favorably on sexual sins. He expects us to keep pure.
At maging sa mga sandaling ito, ang Diyos ay ayaw niya ng mga pagkakasala na sa pagkakaroon ng sexual na pagkakasala. Ang nais ng Panginoon, tayo ay maging malinis sa mga bagay na ito.
Joseph said that in his day it was sin against God, and today it is as well, anything outside the confines of marriage.
At sa panahon ni Jose, kanyang nakita na ang mga bagay na sexual sa labas ng pagkakaroon ng bagay na sexual sa pagiging mag-asawa ay isang kasalanan. At maging sa panahong ito na ang pagkakaroon ng sexual na bagay sa isang tao hindi mag-asawa ay isang malaking kasalanan.
And then one day Joseph was in the house doing his work, and she sees him and she grabs hold of his coat.
Ngunit isang araw nang nasa bahay si Jose upang gampanan ang kanyang mga tungkulin, ay hinablot ng babae o ng asawa ni Potiphar ang kanyang balabal.
And Joseph, in this predicament, what does he do? He slips out of his coat and he escapes out of the house.
Kaya't ang ginawa ni Jose ay inalis niya ang kanyang balabal at tumakbong palabas ng tahanan.
Well, Potiphar's wife, when this happens, then really she changes and she accuses Joseph that he had assaulted her.
At ang mga pangyayaring ito, ang asawa ni Potiphar ay sinabi niya na si Jose ay nais siyang saktan.
First, she accuses Joseph to the other servants, and then she lies about what has happened.
Sa una ay kanyang sinabi ito sa mga alipin, at pagkatapos siya ay nagsinungaling na siya ay sinaktan ni Jose.
When her husband gets home, she repeats the lie and accuses Joseph again to Joseph's master.
At nang dumating ang asawa ng babae na si Potiphar, ay kanyang inakusahan muli si Jose sa harap ng kanyang sa harapan ni Potiphar.
When Potiphar hears the story, he becomes angry.
At nang marinig ni Potiphar ang kasinungalingan ng kanyang asawa, siya ay nagalit ng lubos.
I am not so sure that Potiphar believed the entire story, but likely to preserve his name and that of his wife, he has Joseph cast into prison.
Maaring hindi naniniwala si Potiphar sa kwento ng kanyang asawa, subalit upang itaas ang kanyang dignidad, ay kanyang ipinakulong si Jose.
And so here is Joseph. He's innocent, but he has been falsely accused and found guilty of something that he has not done.
So ang nangyari kay Jose, bagamat siya ay walang kasalanan, subalit siya ay maling inakusahan at siya ay nahaharap ngayon sa pag-aakusa ng kanyang Panginoon.
Again, we are reminded of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who never committed sin.
At ito ay nagpapaalala sa atin ng ating Panginoong Jesus na bagamat hindi siya nagkasala, siya ay inakusahan.
In fact, the Lord Jesus never committed any sin of any sort. He could not. He is God.
Bagamat ang ating Panginoong Hesus, siya ay hindi magkakasala at siya ay walang kasalanan at hindi magkakasala sapagkat siya ay Diyos.
And when the Lord Jesus went to the cross, he was did so as an innocent person, and he too was falsely condemned.
At nang ang Panginoong Hesus ay tumungo sa krus at ipinako sa krus, siya ay inosente at walang kasalanan, subalit siya ay inakusahan.
And so Joseph is put into prison. He's with the other prisoners, but the prison keeper, the one in charge of the prison, he watches Joseph and understands that this man is different than his other prisoners.
Kung kaya't si Jose ay ipinatapon sa bilangguan at siya ay nakita ng tagapamahala ng bilangguan na siya ay kakaiba sa mga lahat ng mga bilanggo na naroroon.
And interestingly, it doesn't seem that Joseph protests. He doesn't put up a fight, but he continues to live before his God.
At ang nakapagtataka, si Jose ay hindi siya nagprotesta, bagamat tinanggap niya ang kanyang ang kaparusahang ibinigay sa kanya at patuloy na namnamuhay nang naaayon sa kanyang Panginoong Diyos.
And Joseph not only had gained favor in the house of Potiphar before he was accused, but now he finds favor in the sight of the jailer.
At kagaya ng siya ay kinagiliwan ni Potiphar bago siya inakusahan, gayon din naman ang tagapamahala ng bilangguan siya ay nakitang walang kasalanan at siya ay kinagiliwan nito.
And as we close out today at the end of Genesis 39, we'll see that Joseph, he is prospering in the prison and he has really authority over much of what happens in prison, even as a prisoner.
At sa pagtatapos ng talata sa Genesis 39, ay nakikita natin na si Jose ay patuloy na nagtatagumpay sa bilangguan.
As I close today, I want to remind us about the Lord Jesus Christ.
At sa ating pagtatapos sa araw na ito ay ipinaalala namin sa inyo ang patungkol sa ating Panginoong Hesus.
We read in 1 Peter 3:18 that Christ also once suffered for sin.
At nabasa natin sa 1 Pedro chapter 3 verse 18, sapagkat si Kristo na walang kasalanan ay namatay nang minsan para sa inyong mga makasalanan.
We don't read it in Genesis, but we can pick up a verse in the Psalms that Joseph did suffer to some extent in prison.
At nakita natin sa ating binasa sa mga talata sa Genesis na maging si Jose ay nagdusa sa bilangguan.
But when we think of the Lord Jesus Christ and his suffering on the cross of Calvary, we see one there who is innocent in his sufferings.
At kung ating makikita na ang Panginoong Hesus na nagdusa sa krus ng Kalbaryo, siya ay nagdusa kahit siya ay walang kasalanan.
Because you see, the death of the Lord Jesus, the events surrounding his death, was more than just his rejection by men and then putting him to death.
Sapagkat ang kamatayan ng Panginoong Hesus ay hindi lamang dahil siya ay inayawan o itinanggi ng mga tao, mayroon pang mas malalim na kahulugan sa kanyang pagkamatay.
The Bible tells us, just like in the verse that we have read, that Christ's death was on the behalf of others.
Sapagkat ating mababasa sa mga talata sa Biblia, kagaya ng ating binasa sa 1 Pedro, na ang Panginoong Hesus ay namatay para sa ibang tao.
And so in this verse, we're told that Christ has once suffered for sins.
At siya ay namatay para sa mga makasalanan.
And this tells us that not only did Christ suffer in the past on an occasion, but that it only had to happen once. Christ suffered once. That's all that was necessary.
At mababasa natin na ang kamatayan o ang pagdurusa ng Panginoong Jesus ay isang beses lamang, minsan lamang itong mangyayari. Ito ay wala ng kasunod.
And our verse tells us that Christ suffered for sins, for sin. It was the just one, the innocent one, for the guilty.
At ang kasabihan na ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay. Siya na walang kasalanan ay namatay para sa mga makasalanan.
And so the Lord Jesus came into this world to lay down His life as a sacrifice, as a payment for sin, that we might be brought to God.
Kaya't ang Panginoong Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang mamatay para sa ating mga kasalanan, upang tayo ay madala sa Panginoon o sa Diyos, sa kalangitan.
There's only one way we can be made right with God. There's only one way to heaven.
At mayroon lamang isang kaparaanan upang tayo ay mapatawad ng Diyos at isang kaparaanan upang tayo ay tumungo sa kalangitan.
It is through the Lord Jesus Christ alone, through His death for our sins.
Ito ay sa pamamagitan ng pagkamatay ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God.
Sapagkat si Kristo na walang kasalanan ay namatay ng minsan para sa inyo na mga makasalanan upang iharap kayo sa Diyos.
So thank you for listening today. Lord willing, we'll pick up the story again in a month's time. And so we will pray. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank that we can look at the Lord Jesus. We see pictures of Him and Joseph, and we thank Thee for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into this world. He came without sin, never did anything wrong, and His place at the cross was really injustice by man, and yet we see divine justice carried out, that Christ died for our sins, what we deserved. Christ took our place. So we give thanks for salvation and ask for Thy blessing and care now for the remainder of the day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.